to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we are joined by Morton Klein, one of the men I have come to admire most, notably for his extraordinary leadership over many years now of one of the most important advocacy organizations on behalf of America's security as it bears on the security of the state of Israel. And he is the president of the Zionist Organization of America, Morton Klein. Mort, it is great to have you with us. Your leadership has been felt, I think, almost certainly, among other places, in Bibi Netanyahu's successful victory in the election this past week. I'd love to get your thoughts on that election, the nature of the victory that he achieved, and how you think he did it.
Well, this was a resounding defeat for Obama's campaign against Netanyahu, and a resounding victory for Netanyahu and Israel. As I said, I'm so proud of the Israelis. They chose security and reality over fantasy and appeasement. The other side was simply saying, you know, we're going to meet with Abbas, we're going to give away more land, we're going to throw Jews out of their homes, we're going to give them part of Jerusalem and set up a state as if that would bring peace. While Netanyahu said openly, I made a deal 6 years ago. I would support a state if the Palestinian Authority is demilitarized, if they accept Israel as a Jewish state, if they end incitement, and there's no missiles or rockets or major armamentarium as part of the Palestinian Authority. Hamas has now aligned themselves. They have missiles and rockets. They refuse to accept Israel as a Jewish state. So Netanyahu simply said, the deal's off. You've not fulfilled any of these requirements for 6 years. And the Israeli people, when they saw that President Obama, meaning America, since he runs America, is no longer trustworthy as to have Israel's back, as to defend Israel and support Israel in times of its security needs, as it did not do during the Hamas war against Israel, when they refused to give armamentarium, when they wouldn't send airplanes to the airport, when they demanded Israel have an agreement to stop the war within a week. When they saw that America was not going to be supporting and defending Israel, they said to themselves, we must go to the strongest person in Israel that will protect us because we don't have protection from America.
Yeah, and that was
that is why Netanyahu won.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Mort, about the role that President Obama played in the election itself. And I think that underscored the perception that you've just described. But it seemed extraordinary in many respects, both with regard to what he was doing in his capacity as president of the United States, but also in the internal affairs of Israel as well. Talk about both, if you would.
Well, it's incredible. He sent his top campaign people from his campaign to go and run the campaign of Herzog and to fight against Netanyahu. He sent them there.
At taxpayer expense, as I understand, as well.
The State Department apparently gave $350,000 to this V-15 group that was fighting against Netanyahu. The State Department, we believe, illegally funded them. Obama solicited funds and got millions of dollars in funds to help pay for this campaign. And because his interest was getting rid of Netanyahu, just as his interest was getting rid of another strong ally, Mubarak. But when it came to Ahmadinejad of Iran, when there were rallies against him, he said, it's not my business and wouldn't interfere.
But he does interfere, even as he was decrying Bibi Netanyahu for coming and speaking to the United States Congress on the grounds that could constitute, you know, an interference in the affairs of the Israeli electorate. I just must say, this is so appalling. And when you combine it, Mort Klein, with the really aggressive, hostile behavior that the president has exhibited towards Netanyahu as well, it raises a very strong question that I think Americans, not just Israelis, ought to have about what we're doing to one of our most important, if not the most important, ally we have at the moment in the world.
Look, President Obama, in his whole life, really, has shown an inclination toward radical Muslim extremists, such as his friendships with Rashid Khalidi, Ali Abu Naima, his defending Iran repeatedly. He congratulated the Muslim Brotherhood when they won the election in Egypt. He called them and congratulated them, didn't call Netanyahu to congratulate him. So we have someone who's extremely hostile to Israel, maybe even an enemy of Israel, in the White House. 20 years at that Jeremiah Wright Church should have taught us that. A church that promoted hatred against whites, Jews, America and Israel, and he was there for 20 years, and he called Wright a great man and my mentor. That should have told us everything.
Well, to say nothing of his friendship with Rashid Khalidi, one of Yasser Arafat's henchmen, and others. Let me just turn quickly to what you think the prognosis is now for Bibi Netanyahu forming a government. What kind of government will it be? Do you think, Mort Klein of the Zionist Organization of America, that he has a real mandate with respect to particularly the national security decisions that are now very much at the forefront for Israel and indeed for us?
Look, he received 30 seats out of 120. That's one of the highest any single party has ever received. When he ran 2 years ago, he only had 18 seats out of 120, making it a much more difficult coalition. Now he has 30. And the people who will be joining the coalition are much more strongly aligned with Netanyahu's policies and philosophy. So I think this will be a much more stable and much stronger government than the one before.
With a mandate?
This is as big as a mandate as you get in Israel when you have, 15, 20 parties running. This is as strong a mandate as you'll ever find in Israel. You rarely get more than 30 seats in an election.
And so, would you say, Mort, that it is a mandate that was in part achieved because Bibi Netanyahu made very clear that he was not going to have any part of a Palestinian state on his watch, and that he took such a robust position vis-a-vis the existential threat posed to Israel by Iran?
I think the fact that Hamas, the terrorist group Hamas, is aligned with the PA, the threats of Iran, this has really made the Israeli public extremely nervous, extremely frightened. And Netanyahu speaking strongly on those issues clearly was the major factor, in my view, of his being elected. But the Israeli people know that there will never be a state because the Palestinian Authority won't accept the state. Ehud Barak and Ehud Olmert offered a state to them twice, virtually everything they wanted. They said no each time because their goal is not a state. Their goal is Israel's destruction. And if they accept a state, they will have to say no further claims, and we accept Israel. They won't do it. So they're not worried about a state. They're worried about one-sided concessions, which Herzog, Bibi's opponent, was prepared to make.
Yeah. And what we're seeing now, Morton, I just want to close with this because it's a critically important development. We're now hearing, having failed to defeat Bibi Netanyahu, having failed to prevent this kind of mandate from the Israeli people that you've just described, the Obama administration is signaling that it is going to use the withholding of America's veto in the United Nations to block the kind of rabidly anti-Israeli censoring and sanctions and other resolutions that are its daily diet. What do you think that might portend, and what should those of us who appreciate the state of Israel and its importance to our security be doing in response?
Well, we at GOA predicted this possibility months ago. This is a very dangerous situation where he is likely willing to establish a Hamas-Iran-Palestinian Authority. Hamas-Iran will control this. You're going to have Gaza in Judea and Samaria directly adjacent to 70% of Israel's population. But Obama, of course, likes the radical Muslim groups. He likes Iran. He likes Mohammed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. He likes this Palestinian Authority, Hamas, get-together. It is very important, we're working now on the Hill, to get U.S. senators and congressmen to urge him not to do this. This is against America's interest to have another terrorist entity in the Middle East, and that's all we can do. We have to let our members of the House and Senate know, let Obama know, don't you dare allow a state without Israel's approval, because it'll be an Iran, Hamas, terrorist state, a danger to the United States of America.
As well as to Israel, of course. The Zionist Organization of America under your leadership has been extraordinarily effective, Mort Klein, recognized by the Jewish Forward, among other places. We are grateful to you for what you do, and often in a lonely capacity, speaking truth to power, but you do it better than just about anybody else. We appreciate you joining us from time to time. Come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.